a friend of ours who was married and had two children said, you know, the Parade magazine that comes out on Sundays, there was a picture of a Red Cross girl on it, and she said to a friend of mine, gee, if I were single, didn't have these kids, that's what I'd be doing. And so the girl she told was a very good friend of mine, and I knew both of them, but anyway, she said, Mary says, she'd go overseas with a Red Cross. She says, I think I'd like that too. And I said, so would I. Because the hospital, you know, was a thing of the past. And then I had a friend, a good, very close friend, who was a teacher. And she said, well, I want to go too. So we all applied. And both of them had all the qualifications as far as the college education and the taking of this, that, and the other, you know. And I had never gone to college. But I had worked since I got out of high school at some very interesting jobs, Travel Bureau and the bank, and then my war work at Morrison Field and the Breakers, which was Dream General Hospital. So all of that, I was the first one to to hear from them. And then they called us for physicals. Two of us, Grace the teacher and I, both got selected immediately. The other one had some medical problem that had to be taken care of. So by this time, the war was well along. Both my brothers were missing in action in 44. This is 44. We went into training in November of 44. But then the Battle of the Bulge suddenly took over everything. It was more important that they got fodder, GIs over there to take the place of the GIs that were being killed. And so there was no room on the ships for Red Cross girls until January. And late in January, I can always remember the date because you could say it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. January 23rd, 1945. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And that in December was the only year you could ever do that. So I was very late getting into the war, but it hadn't ended yet.